study the playbook. Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
To talk about some CHL draft prospects, we have good friend to the show, Sportsnet CHL NHL play-by-play voice, RJ Broadhead, joining us here on Sportsnet 650. RJ, how are you today, sir?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
We're great. We are jacked up for the draft lottery coming up this Saturday because we'll find out exactly where the Canucks are picking, and they could pick anywhere in the top three or between six and nine. So it's either going to be a lot of angst or a lot of jubilation in this market. But, you know, we were sort of just talking about Andrei Svechnikov and Filip Zadina and how terrific these two guys have been this season. When you compare these two players, how much separates them in terms of talent, you think?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's a great question. It's going to be tough for scouts and general managers to make that determination. Zadina, to me, is great speed and a terrific scorer. His shot is NHL ready. He can score with the best of them, and he's an intelligent player, and he came out of that Halifax Mooseheads organization. They just seem to hit a home run with imports all the time. When you look at Nick Ehlers and Timo Meier, and the list goes on and on. Of course, Nico Hischier, and now this year's Zadina. And what Svechnikov, to me, he's a bit of a mystery in a way because he missed about half the year with injuries and then World Juniors. And then he was suspended first four games of the playoffs, so scouts weren't able to see him in that playoff atmosphere initially, but Barry did make it to the second round, so they did get to see him, and he put up tremendous numbers. His points per game in the Ontario Hockey League were fifth best. So if he played a full season, he'd be right up there among the league leaders. I think, having seen both of them, and you can't go wrong with either one. They're both fantastic players, but I think Svechnikov is a guy who could be a star at the NHL level. His older brother, Evgeny, was drafted by Detroit. And he told us years ago, he said, just wait till you see my brother. He's way better than me. So it's a tough pick with those two, but I would just slightly lean towards Svechnikov if I had to pick.
What?
And plus, the other thing there, guys, is he was with Dale Hawerchuk. And I think that, not to take anything away from Jim Midgley in Halifax, but Dale Hawerchuk just seems to allow those offensive players a chance to blossom. And he was a first overall pick himself. Like, he knows what it's all about with these top prospects. So I think that's a big thing for the development of Svechnikov to have had Dale Hawerchuk as his head coach.
So when you look at those players, if you were drafting, say, in the top three, would you take Zadina or Svechnikov ahead of any of the other CHL defensemen coming up, whether that's, you know, Evan Bouchard, Noah Dobson, Ty Smith? Would you still take those players above a defenseman, even though they're wingers?
Yeah, you know, I think I would. But it all depends on need, depending on the team. Defensemen are hard to find, and there are a lot of good defensemen in this draft, so it might be difficult for teams to pass up on that. But scoring's really hard to find, too. So if you can get guys that are elite scorers, and Svechnikov, he can score and he can set up guys. He played with two of the best goal scorers in the OHL, and Aaron Luchuk and Dmitry Sokolov. And Zadina, he's a pretty good playmaker, but he's an elite scorer. There's no doubt that will transfer into the NHL. So you got to score goals to win games, and it'll come down to need for those NHL teams, but it's an interesting draft where there'll be a lot of discussions around those scout stables.
RJ, speaking of the defenseman, Evan Bouchard ranked the highest in central scouting. He finished fourth ahead of a guy like Noah Dobson. And Evan Bouchard had himself a great year, I know. 25 goals led OHL defenseman in scoring. But how close is Noah Dobson in terms of being both an offensive producer but being solid and reliable defensively?
That would be the one thing that people were questioning on Noah Dobson. He is fantastic to watch. He's such a great skater, jumps into the play, and he did a lot of that in the regular season. In the playoffs, he hasn't been jumping up into the play as much. So and look how good Ankeny Bathurst-Titon are doing. They have a chance to make it to the QMJHL final. They're up in their series 2-0. So by him playing a little more defensively, it is maybe had his stock rise a little bit, and it's helped his team, too. So he's a big kid. He's a wonderful kid. Just I love talking to him. He's a good Prince Edward Island guy and lives with his grandparents in Ankeny Bathurst, so he's got the benefit of that. But he's, again, you can't go wrong. But Evan Bouchard, to me, should be the number one defenseman pick. He has been an elite guy for a lot of years. At the top prospect game in January in Guelph, all the defensemen were there, most of the top guys. Jet Wu was injured, so he wasn't there, but it was Evan Bouchard, out of all the defensemen, who played really well defensively. The opposition didn't get any chances when he was on the ice, and he contributed with four assists, which tied a top prospect's record. So for him to do that against his peers in front of everyone is kind of a little cement on his ranking. But he's a little bit older than guys, too, because he's a late birthday. So, you look at that, and he's got a little more experience. And the London Knights make pros. Dale Hunter, Dylan Hunter, Mark Hunter, they make pros. And Evan Bouchard's in that mix. But Noah Dobson will make a team very happy. And he's just a quality individual, too, not only a good hockey player.
Yeah, we've had the opportunity and privilege of talking to Noah Dobson here on this show, The Playbook, and we came out of that conversation thinking, you know, this guy just loves to play hockey, loves to talk hockey, a really bright individual. But, RJ, I'm a big fan of Evan Bouchard personally. I think he can be a real good defenseman in the NHL. But one thing I hear is some conflicting reports about whether or not his skating is up to par. Some people look at that as a knock against him. Do you agree with that?
I don't. You never really see him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When he's on the ice, teams don't get chances, and he gets into the play. His skating probably isn't his best quality, but it's still, I would say, above average. It's not elite, but his skating should not hold him back. With his hockey IQ and his ability to play in both ends, I think it's, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's a safe pick.
We're talking to RJ Broadhead, CHL prospects from Sportsnet here on The Playbook with Sat and John on Sportsnet 650. And mentioning the defenseman, Ryan Merkley is somebody that I am very intrigued by. The offensive upside is obviously there. Great skater, a lot of good skills. But his defensive game, do you think he can shore that up enough to be a productive NHL defenseman?
The smaller defensemen are starting to emerge. We're seeing that with guys like Samuel Girard in Colorado and Victor Mete with Montreal. But for Ryan Merkley, you won't probably find a more skilled player in this draft. It's just a little bit of teamwork he needs to work on and lose some of the individuality. And that's something, again, teams will discuss. And teams have drafted players that have had more individual in mind than the team, and sometimes they've been able to reinvent the player, and sometimes they haven't. So Merkley, to me, skill-wise, should be in the first round, but because of some other issues, he might slip. Now, a team could get a real gem here. He could be a steal wherever they get him, or he could be a guy that is a disappointment with that skill that never panned out. I personally think that he can get on track with the right leadership on a team, and if you could get that guy, he would be an immediate power play quarterback, if nothing else. He's put up tons of points, almost led Guelph in scoring the last two seasons. Isaac Ratcliffe, the big Philadelphia pick forward, just edged him out by a point this year. So Ryan Merkley, talent-wise, is fantastic. It will be a bit of a risk, though, for a team to take him, depending on where he goes. If he goes second round or later, that could turn out to be a steal of the draft.
Sure could be. Now, Ty Smith is captaining Team Canada at the U18s. And where do you come out on the 5'11" Spokane Chiefs defenseman?
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Here's one thing that tells you a lot. When it's a tournament like the under-18s and he's with all his peers and he's named captain, so right away you can say, okay, he's got the leadership. He was second in WHL defenseman scoring. He is another player who is so mature beyond his years. You talk to him and it's great conversation. I remember Wade Redden 2 years ago. We ran into him in Kelowna. And he's also from Lloydminster, like Ty Smith, and he told us, hey, guys, like, this Ty Smith is something else. And I talked to Ty Smith about it at the Top Prospects game, and he said, yeah, he's been in touch with Wade Redden, and it was Wade reaching out to him to help him out. So just those little things that can help a player along the way. You know, Wade Redden, you have to give him credit to reach out to young Ty Smith to help him in his future career. But Ty Smith does everything. Does everything. He's solid defensively, puts up points, and he leads. So he is another guy that teams will be excited to have. Again, where is he going to go? It probably is based on need, but another, to me, safe pick. He's a home run.
And as far, and one more thing on Ty Smith, he's a lot more physical for his size that people give him credit for, right?
He is, yeah. He's a strong young man, and he will play physical, but he's smart with it, too. He doesn't get caught out of position by doing it, and teams will know that he's out there. Defensively, he's rock solid and a definite force. I love the leadership, though. That wearing the C among his peers for the under-18s, I think that just gives him another extra check mark on the list of what these scouts are looking for.
RJ, I want to get your thoughts on another defenseman in the dub, Alexander Alexeyev. Seemed to me, watching his tape last night, you know, really good on his edges. He's a very smart guy in the sense that he doesn't like to give up odd man rushes. He's very safe, and that might be a knock against him, right? Because he doesn't seem to excel in any one area yet, and I know he's had some injury concerns. Where do you come out on Alexeyev and whether or not he can be maybe a late surprise in the first or early second?
Yeah, I think he's a fantastic defenseman. He lost his mother earlier in the year, so he missed a bit of time. So scouts would have loved that extra time to see him. Mm-hmm. But for him to come back to Red Deer and play as well as he did as a teenager going through that in his life, that's a difficult thing to do. One thing that proves to me that he is a good player and a future NHLer is talking to his head coach, Brent Sutter, and just mentioning his name to Brent and the smile on Brent's face talking about him and what a great kid he is in the room, how he listens, how he's coachable. It just tells you a lot because Brent is a coach who's been around for a long time at a lot of levels, including the NHL, as we all know. And he is new school, but he's still got that old school. So for him to be so happy with a young player like Alexeyev, a Russian import, and how he's so coachable and has come so far, it told me a lot, just the smile on Brent's face.
Yeah, I mean, smile on Brent Sutter's face. Enough said, basically, because I'm sure that doesn't happen very often, knowing the Sutters a little bit here. Also want to get your thoughts on Ty Dellandrea. I mean, played on the worst team in the OHL, which is already pretty hard on you, but the guy just seemed to shine when his team needed it the most. Didn't really get the results for the team wins in terms of standings, but seems to have a lot of good character when reading some of these scouting reports.
I'm glad you asked me about Ty Dellandrea because he's a guy who you'll look at his statistics and say, hey, you know, pretty good on a bad team. And big forward, again, a guy with leadership. He's wearing an A for Team Canada at the under-18s. But what will put him ahead of a lot of people and might get him into the first round. His talent is there, in my opinion, but he will interview amazing. Out of all the kids at the Top Prospects game, and the kids are now so well-schooled for media interviews, but Ty Dellandrea was one that we all walked out of that interview saying, this kid is amazing. He is mature, he is polite, he's religious, but in a positive way with his teammates. He's just an amazing young man. So I am so happy for Ty that he's getting that first round consideration. But I'll tell you, when he interviews with teams, he's going to be the best interview. I'd be shocked if he's not the best interview, and teams will want to have a player like that. That's, you know, you got to skate. You got to have hockey sense. But when you're a good citizen, a quality individual, that also is something that teams want to have in their organization. And Ty Dellandrea, in my opinion, should be a first rounder. I'd be surprised if after the interviews, the team doesn't take him in the first round.
You're right about that, RJ. I saw Sam Constantino already having him as a 25, top 25 prospect. I wouldn't be surprised as well. Before we let you go, a player I'm very intrigued by is Cyron Noël, the big Canadian forward. He's very raw in his game, but the potential is there. He can skate really well, too. Where do you come out on Cyron Noël?
Well, yeah, he's a great player, 6'5". Big physical forward who can score. You said it. He's a great skater. His dad, Dean, played in the CFL. So he's got those athletic bloodlines, which certainly helps too. I think the sky is the limit for Cyron Noël. He had a great year with the Oshawa Generals. Another guy I really enjoy talking to when we would do Oshawa Generals games or the top prospects games. So at 6'5" and 17, 18 years old, there's obviously some strength that's going to develop over the years, and that's for teams to determine. And when you look at the bloodlines with his dad playing in the CFL, he's probably got the genetics to be a really, really strong man when he gets there. So I think at 6'5", the genetics, already a good player. Cyron Noël is going to be high on lists for sure.
RJ Broadhead, listen, a great conversation. Really excited to get you on the show to talk NHL draft prospects. Can't wait for the draft lottery. And once we get that through, we'll have you on again and we'll talk some more about the CHL players in this year's draft. Thanks so much, RJ.
For sure. Anytime, guys. Always good chatting with you.
Sportsnet 650.